This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to grow a deeper, more vibrant prayer life with the amazing 40 Days of Prayer DVD study with workbook. This six-part study featuring Pastor Rick is perfect for your personal Bible study or for use with your small group. And you can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Beginner's Guide to Prayer.
Hebrews 10:22. Let us come near to God with a sincere heart and a sure faith. Okay, there are the two qualifications, sincerity and simplicity, sincere heart and sure faith. Sincere heart means, God, I'm not going to talk to you about what I'm not interested in. I'm going to talk to you about, well, the way I really feel. You already know the way I feel. I just need to spout it out to you. I just need to confess it to you. I just need to talk about what I'm feeling right now. I'm upset. I'm nervous. I'm worried. I'm afraid. I'm confused. God, just talk to God about whatever you're feeling. Sincere heart and then a sure faith. We come to God with confidence. We're not afraid to talk to him. We're not embarrassed to talk to him. We're not hesitant to talk to him. We're not ashamed to talk to him. Why? He's a loving father who loves to listen to us talk to him. He loves to listen to you more than anybody else in the entire world. And so we come to him with a sure faith. We come to him with confidence. All right? So those are the first two pillars. Here's pillar number three. First, God's love for me. God loves for me to talk to him really about anything, whatever I'm interested in. And God listens to prayers that are simple and sincere. Sincere and simple. Number three, third pillar. God likes to show his grace by answering prayer. God is a good God. He's a good, good father. He's a gracious father. He's a compassionate and loving father. And God loves to answer prayer because he gets to show what he's really like. Everything in the universe comes from the generosity of God. No one is more generous than God. And when you pray and you ask for something in prayer, you make a request or a petition, one of the words it's called, it gives God the opportunity to show what he's really like. So God loves it when you ask requests. Over 20 times in the New Testament, we are commanded to ask. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. You have not because you ask not. If you ask anything in my name, over 20 times, if you are a child of God, you're commanded to ask God for things. Why? God gets to show how good he is. He gets to show how gracious he is, how loving he is, how generous he is. And with every answer that God gives to your prayer, it shows that he is a good, good God. Listen, regardless of the answer. You don't get an answer yes to every prayer you pray. You know that from experience. But even when the answer is no, even when the answer is not yet, God is a good, good father. Question. Do you know any parent in the entire world that gives a child everything that child asks for? Of course not. They would ruin that child. There are dozens and dozens of reasons why parents do not give their children everything they ask for. And there are dozens and dozens of good reasons why God doesn't say yes to everything you ask for. You may not understand why, but you're not God. And there are dozens of reasons. Sometimes God says no for our protection. Sometimes God says no for our direction, to direct us in a different place. Sometimes God says no for our correction, to correct us on course. Sometimes God says no for our perfection to help us grow in our character. Sometimes God says no for our inspection. He looks inside of us and helps us see what we couldn't see before. A child that got everything they asked for would be spoiled rotten. God's much more interested in your character than he is your comfort. He loves you too much to say yes to everything. God is not a vending machine. Or you just put in the prayer and you pull it and you get whatever. A vending machine will give you stuff that's bad for you. And so God says, I didn't say I'd answer every way you want it, but I will answer. I mean, people say, well, God, you didn't answer me. And God says, yes, I did. I just said no. That was an answer. No. You see, when you pray, there are always four possible answers to your prayer. Always four possible answers to your prayer. God always answers every prayer. And the four answers he gives are either yes, no, not yet, and you gotta be kidding me. And you have prayed some of those requests that God's going, you gotta be kidding me. You're asking for that? Come on. A child, a baby, doesn't know the difference between no and yet. Not yet. Maturity is when you realize that God's delays are not always God's denials. And a lot of times God says, oh, I have every intention of giving this to you, just not yet. You're not ready for it. And before I can give you the solution, you got to have the growth in character. Because I'm going to give something far bigger than you're asking for. There's a difference between no and not yet, and maturity knows the difference. But God always answers, and he shows his grace, he shows his goodness, whether the answer is yes or no or not yet. Jeremiah 33:3 says this, God says, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will show you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. I love that in the Message translation. Never can figure out. Sometimes God's answer is a bigger perspective. Sometimes you ask for something, and God goes, you have no idea what you're asking for. That's not really what you want. I know what you want more than you want. You want to be happy. That will not make you happy. You think it's going to make you happy, but it won't. And so I'm going to give you a bigger perspective. Call to me, and I'll answer you. And my answer will not be the yes. My answer will be, I will show you things you could never figure out on your own. And you get a bigger perspective. And you're looking back, you go, oh, now I'm so glad. As Garth Brooks sang, thank God for unanswered prayers. Some of the prayers, if you'd gotten them answered, it would have been a disaster in your life. And so God doesn't answer. God, it will only give you what is good. Vending machine will give you something bad. God will only give you what is good in your life. Matthew 7, verse 11, Jesus says, if you, being imperfect and sinful parents, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? That's kind of obvious. God's a perfect Father. He's only going to give you good things, but he wants to give you stuff you haven't even imagined. And as the next verse says, James 4:2, you do not have because you do not ask. That's going to be a theme verse that we're going to look at for all 40 days in this campaign. When you don't pray, there are a lot of things you miss out in life. When you get to heaven, there will be a list of all the things that you missed out on because you never asked for them. You have not because you ask not. God's not just going to give it to you. He wants you to learn to talk to him. He wants you to learn the language of prayer, and he wants you to learn to grow up. All right? So the foundational pillars about prayer. God loves for me to talk to him about anything that's on my mind. Doesn't have to be spiritual. Conversation. It's not a ceremony. It's conversation. I listen and I speak. It's a relationship, not a ritual. And God listens to prayers that are sincere and simple. And he loves to show his goodness by answering his prayer. Now, here's the fourth truth. And this is the biggest one of all. This is huge. If you get this, you really understand it, it's going to radically change your life. And I don't mean just intellectually get it, but you actually feel it. Because when you feel it, It's going to change the way you look at everything: money, sex, time, job, past, present, future. Number four, the fourth truth on which all prayer is built is this: God longs to be close to me. God longs to be close to me. He desires it. He wants it deeply. He wants to be close to you. He wants you to be close to him. You know, if you're away from somebody that you love for a long, long time, you can't wait to talk to them. God can't wait for you to talk to him. He loves you so, so very much. He longs to be close to you. He's waiting to talk to you. He's waiting for you to talk to him. And he's not busy. He's not like, can you hold the phone? All circuits are busy. Can you call back later? I'll get back in touch. No, no. He's longing to be close to you. It is a privilege to be close to God. He's got a 24-hour drop-in system. He's never offline. You can talk to him any moment of the day, any second of the day. Isaiah 30, verse 18 is a verse you ought to write down on a little white card, put it in your visor, and memorize it. It says this: the Lord waits for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. Did you know that? Did you know that every day that you go without prayer, without reading God's word, without spending time with God, God is waiting for you? You were made for this. You were made to know God. You were made for a relationship, for a fellowship. And he's waiting. The Lord waits for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. It's the whole reason you exist. Some of you are parents, and you know the unique pain of a child that can't talk to you. And that's a heartache. You love that child deeply, but for whatever reason, a physical reason, a brain reason, an emotional reason, they can't talk to you. And it breaks your heart. Because you love that child so, so very much, but they haven't learned the language. They can't talk to you. You can't have a conversation with them. And it hurts as a parent when you love them and they can't talk to you. And others of you, you've been a parent of a child who they can talk to you, but they won't. And they don't. And they've shut you out of their lives at this point. And the ache in your heart is great because you long to talk to them and you long to just listen to them. And you long for the phone call. And it hurts you because they can talk, but they won't. And they don't. That's the way God feels about you. When you don't talk to him, when you go a day or days or weeks and you haven't spent any time alone with God, God, just you and me, a few minutes here, let's check it in. Here's what's on my heart. Here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I need. I love you. I don't understand this. And whatever's on your heart, my doubts, my fears, my gripes, my highs, my lows, it's like a parent going, why won't you talk to me? I created you. I love you. I want a relationship with you. And your kid turns around and walks away. Don't do that to God. Don't do that to your Father in heaven, the God who created you. You see, God designed you for a relationship. The only reason you're alive is God made you to love you. If God didn't want to love you, you wouldn't exist. You weren't put on this planet to mark things off your to-do list. You were put on this planet to be loved by God and to learn to love him back. He made you to love you. You were chosen to be his child. You were formed for his family. You were created for companionship. He made you to love you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
We all experience disappointments, obstacles, and seemingly impossible circumstances in our lives. Maybe you need a breakthrough in your marriage, your finances, relationships, or with habits and painful memories that have held you back. You'll get a breakthrough in your life when you seek one. And the way you do that is through prayer. That's why Pastor Rick created the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit. In this life-changing 6-session DVD and workbook study, Pastor Rick helps you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for a breakthrough and how to pray with more confidence and greater faith than ever before. Get the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit today and experience the blessing of answered prayer. When you give a gift today to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD Study Kit. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
One of the most amazing verses in the Bible is one that I honestly cannot fathom. I cannot fully understand it. It's John 15, 15. And in John 15, 15, Jesus says this. Look up here. Jesus says, I don't call you servants. I call you my friends. I want you to be my friend. I made you to be my friend. Are you kidding me? That's not about ritual. It's not about regulation. It's not about rules. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about friendship. God says, I call you my friends. Wow. You were formed for a friendship with God. And if you miss that, you miss the purpose of your existence. Sorry, you just blew your life. Because you were not put on this planet to make money, retire, and die. You were put on this planet to have a relationship with God that lasts for eternity. Do not miss the purpose of your existence. Why are we doing 40 days of prayer? Because there is nothing more important than your life. And your life getting in harmony with God's life. And you having the relationship that you were created for. That you were designed for, a close fellowship with God. Job says, in the prime of my life, God was my best friend. Is God your best friend? You gotta learn the language. You gotta learn how to pray. He's waiting, he's longing, he wants to be close. God says, I love you so much, it hurts. You're gonna just nonchalantly walk away. Well, that's nice. Sorry, I gotta go see a movie tonight. I'm hungry, I'm gonna go out to dinner. That's nice that God loves me that much, but forget you, God. Really? Friends, what we're talking about, there's nothing more important in your life than for you having a fellowship and a friendship and actually having a relationship. A lot of people know about God, but getting to know God. Jesus Christ is my best friend. I've walked with him for 50 years. I know him better than I know any of you. And I want you to know, he wants you to know him like I know him. He wants you to feel his love like I feel it. He wants you to be able to hear his voice like I hear God's voice. God wants you to know. That's why we're doing 40 days. You don't miss anything in this. You get in a group. You don't miss a weekend. You read the devotionals. You do all the stuff we've been preparing a year to help teach you about this. Don't just walk away casually and say, well, that's nice to know. How do I get closer to God? Well, there's two ways. Two ways you get closer. You desire it. You might write this down. How do you get closer to God? Desire it and make time for it. That's the only way you're going to get closer to God. If you feel far from God, guess who moved? God didn't move. The only way you get closer to God is to desire it and to make time for it. And that's the next two verses. Psalm 25, verse 14. Friendship with God, wow, what a phrase. Would you like friendship with God? Friendship with God is reserved, in other words, not everybody gets to be a friend of God. Friendship with God is reserved for those who reverence him. They make time for him. And with them, he shares the secrets of his covenant. God shares secrets with you when you make time for him that he doesn't share with everybody else. That's friendship of God. And James 4:8, you got to desire it. Draw close to God, and God will draw close to you. That's a promise. Now, in the days ahead, the next 40 days, we're going to learn how to do that. How do you draw close to God? And God will draw close to you. And you're going to learn all the benefits. And I'm going to go into all the benefits, but let me just leave you with one, okay? Just write this down. One benefit. There's dozens of benefits of getting closer to God, but just give you one. The closer I am to God, the less stressed and more blessed I'll be. The closer I am to God, the less stressed and the more blessed I'll be. Father, I pray a simple prayer and a sincere prayer. I want the people that are here to know you better. I want them to fall in love with you the way you love them. I want them to know you the way I know you. And I ask you to take these words to touch their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, well, we all know that life doesn't always go as planned. There are obstacles, barriers, and uncertainty. But God has made a way for you to handle these things. It's called prayer. In his 6-part 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit, Pastor Rick offers deep insight on how to cultivate a powerful prayer life. Here's Rick to tell you more.
I've put together a brand new 6-part Bible study. It's called 40 Days of Prayer. Now, the 6 sessions in this study are, first, we talk about the purpose of prayer. You have to understand why prayer works before you can understand how prayer works. Then we're going to talk about how to pray in a crisis. If you're in a crisis, get this material right now, because you need to know there are kinds of prayers in the Bible that God says you need to pray this kind of prayer in a crisis. Then in the 3rd part, we're going to talk about praying and fasting for a breakthrough. If you've never learned to fast and you've never learned how to pray a breakthrough prayer, this will be eye-opening to you. Jesus once said of someone who needed a miracle, this kind happens only through prayer and fasting. I want to teach you how to pray a breakthrough prayer. If you need a breakthrough in your life, this is important. And then we're going to talk about talking to your Heavenly Father. You're not talking to some impersonal force in the sky. It's all about relationship. And finally, we talk about how do you be persistent in prayer. We often pray for a while, and then we start and we stutter and sputter, and then we give up. And yet Jesus said, you ought to always pray and not give up. And you know what? In your life, you're always doing one or the other. You're either praying persistently or you're giving up. If you're not praying persistently, you're giving up. If you are praying persistently, you're not giving up. So this is the key to not giving up. Now, this study on 40 days of prayer is going to show you that really prayer is about a relationship, not fancy formulas. It's about getting to know God on a personal basis and realizing how deeply he wants to hear you talk to him, and he wants to talk to you back. You'll stop worrying and you'll start trusting more. You'll pray with more confidence. You'll claim his promises and you'll see answers to your prayer. So join me and a lot of other Daily Hope listeners all over the world as we unite together. We'll be praying with you and for you. You'll be praying as we spend 40 days in learning how to pray consistently and persistently and effectively and expectantly and successfully. Get this resource. You can only get it through Daily Hope. God bless you.
Call 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.